See, back when we did get to go to school, you had school clothes and you had your everyday clothes. Mm-hmm. When you got back from school, you better pull off your everyday clothes before you went to the field. As soon as you got from school, you had to go to the field and work till dark.
Okay, when you were getting, when your mother was getting dressed up for Sunday go to meeting clothes, what did she use to carry money or anything else that she might want to carry with her when she was going?
Well, most of the time they had these homemade handbags, it's called. Made just like a pocketbook, except it was made out of cloth she made herself and with a drawstring at the top. Then you see it had ruffles up here at the top of it, and the bag was down here.
Oh, I see. Did she, wear any types of jewelry?
Oh, we didn't have no jewelry back then.
You didn't wear jewelry, okay. If she had worn anything around her wrist, what would it have been?
Well, it'd been a bracelet or something like that.
Okay, if she'd worn anything on her neck, what would it have been?
Beads.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, what did you use to hold up your pants?
Belt.
Did you ever wear anything over your shoulders?
Galluses.
Did you wear those when you were younger?
Yeah.
Yeah. My husband talks about wearing.
Yes, galluses. In other words, they come here at your back, then you had a strap come over here, then the pads and your pants here in your butt. Then you had two at your back. And was galluses. A lot of folk call it suspenders. There's two different names, some galluses, some suspenders.
For them, yeah. They still make sense for little boys.
Yeah.
Because of it, especially when they're younger than five, they can't wear a belt because it won't go around them.
Yeah, they're mostly called suspenders now, but back then it was called galluses.
Galluses, yeah, I've heard that. Okay. What would you hold over your head when it rains?
Umbrella.
Now, we haven't really talked about what you would put on the beds. You mentioned all the bedrooms in the house. What would you put on the top of the bed?
Well, that was called a counterpin back then.
Above them, okay?
That was the top. You put your sheets, and you put your quilts, then you add blankets, then you put your counterpin. That was what we call bedspreads now, but back then it was called counterpins.
Right. What did you put at the head of the bed that you had on?
Pillows.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, did you have any large pillow that went maybe all the way across the head of the bed?
No, we didn't. We always just had single pillows.
Ones. Right. Okay. Now, let's say you were having people in to visit, and there weren't enough beds to put the children on.
You put a quilt on the floor and let them sleep on the floor and call it a pallet.
Call it a pallet. My children have done that on many occasions when we've gone to visit. we haven't really talked about the names of the different, we've talked about the fields that you grew things in, but we haven't talked about any other features around a farm. Did you have any, I can't remember, you may have told me, I just don't remember. Did you have any name for the low-lying area that you raised grass in, or maybe hay?
Yeah, it's called bottomland.
You call it bottomland. Or if it were kind of, had water standing in it.
Well, that's still bottom land where it's water stands, and your other land will be dry and it'll still be down. See, that's down there.
Okay. If water stood in it all the time, would you still call it bottom land?